Welcome to the Federal Society's Practice Group podcast, your source for current issues within the legal practice. Today, Hans von Spakovsky, a member of our Civil Rights Practice Group, is discussing ACLU of New Mexico versus Santillanes, a recent 10th Circuit Court of Appeals decision. As always, the Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker. And now, let's hand it over to Mr. Spakovsky.
This is Hans von Spakovsky. I'm a legal scholar at the Center for Legal and Judicial Studies at the Heritage Foundation. I'm also a former commissioner on the Federal Election Commission and a former counsel to the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights at the Department of Justice. This podcast is about a recent decision of the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. The decision was issued on November 17, 2008, in a case called ACLU and League of Women Voters versus Santillanes, the Albuquerque city clerk. The case concerned a city ordinance that was actually passed by voters in 2005 that required voters in municipal elections to present identification when voting in person. There were numerous examples given in the amendment of cards and identification that would satisfy the requirement. These included any card issued by a government agency, a driver's license, student ID card, a commercial transaction card such as a credit or debit card, an insurance card, a union card, a professional association card, or even the voter ID card issued by the city clerk. Free IDs would be provided to anyone who didn't already have an ID, and anyone who showed up to vote in person who didn't have an ID would get a provisional ballot and then have 10 days in which to come back with an ID so that their ballot would count. The district court had issued a summary judgment granting injunctive relief to the plaintiffs and saying that the law violated the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. This decision was reversed and overturned by the 10th Circuit. The plaintiffs had actually at first claimed violations not just of the 14th Amendment, but also the First Amendment, the Civil Rights Act of 1964, and also the Voting Rights Act of 1965. However, by stipulation, the plaintiffs dismissed all of their claims except for the Equal Protection and the First Amendment claim. The district court did find in favor of the plaintiffs on the Equal Protection Clause, but not on the First Amendment Clause. After the district court decision, the Supreme Court decided the Crawford case. This was the case in which they upheld Indiana's photo ID law. The Tenth Circuit reviewed the district court's summary judgment de novo. As in many cases, the Tenth Circuit noted that the plaintiffs who were challenging this voter ID law could not identify a single individual who would not vote, let alone not vote in person, because of the measure. The fact that the plaintiffs might be personally offended by the requirement of showing photo ID or were philosophically opposed to it was insufficient to confer standing. In fact, none of the individual plaintiffs lacked the ID needed to vote. The Tenth Circuit did find that there was standing, however, because of their claim of unequal treatment of in-person voting vis-a-vis absentee voters who did not have to show an ID, and that was sufficient for them to sue. Applying the Crawford balancing test, which is to weigh the asserted injury to the right to vote against the precise interests put forward by the state as justifications for the burden imposed by its rule, the Tenth Circuit found that the voter ID law was perfectly constitutional. It said that the law properly distinguishes between in-person and absentee voters because the unique procedures for absentee voting allow for a separate process confirming the ID of the voter, such as the Arizona requirement of filling out an application with personal ID information. And states have wide latitude in determining how to manage election procedures. The Tenth Circuit also said that the district court erred in its application of the standard of review. Restrictions that are generally applicable, even-handed, politically neutral, and which protect the reliability and integrity of the election process are not considered severe restrictions and are upheld contrary to the views of the district court. In fact, the Tenth Circuit found that Albuquerque's requirement was especially even-handed, given the many alternatives for acceptable photo ID and the fact that a free ID would be available for anyone who didn't have one of the many types acceptable under the law. The Tenth Circuit also found the district court was mistaken in its view that the city's failure to establish a particular plan to educate voters about the new law was grounds for finding it unconstitutional. In fact, the degree of voter education is not an adequate ground to invalidate the provision. A court's task is not to mandate a perfect system, just one that meets constitutional requirements. There also was no requirement, as the district court mistakenly held, for the city to show actual evidence of past fraud to justify this law. The Tenth Circuit approvingly noted the same thing that the Supreme Court had found in the Crawford case, that prevention of voter fraud in the future is sufficient justification for photo ID requirements. They also found that the current valid photo ID requirement of the statute was not unconstitutionally vague, and that the statute did not conflict with HAVA, which is the Help America Vote Act, or with any state law governing elections. This case decision by the Tenth Circuit is the latest in an ever-lengthening line of cases upholding voter ID requirements in different states around the country. The constant fact that individuals and groups making and bringing these lawsuits, such as the ACLU and the League of Women Voters, keep losing these cases under very common sense decisions issued by judges indicating that voter ID requirements are perfectly sensible, reasonable, and are not a burden on individuals will unfortunately probably not prevent them from continuing to file these suits and causing states and local cities like Albuquerque to have to spend time and resources defending these laws. However, this is another one in a so far unbroken string of court decisions indicating that voter ID is perfectly constitutional and is not a violation of any federal statute, such as the Voting Rights Act or the Civil Rights Act.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this Practice Group podcast. For related materials to this podcast and other Federalist Society multimedia, please visit our website at federalistsociety.org/multimedia.